Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2117, recorded on Wednesday the 25th of November 2020. We'll be bringing you news, views and much more from the Norwich Evening News. This edition is once again being recorded and edited at volunteers' homes across Norwich as the second lockdown continues. I'm Tim Peters, and this week I'm joined by Sue Ryan. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Tim. This edition of Chatterbox will include news stories from the Norwich Evening News, letters from readers, information desk, and two features. One feature is about a new book written by the granddaughter of one of our listeners. The second remembers Etty Smith, a formidable supporter of Norwich City. The team will also feature in the news. But before we start on news stories, we have a message from David Potten.
Hello, I'm David Potten. Immediately after this edition of Chatterbox, you will find the December 2020 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. You're going to encounter three remarkable individuals this month: Vicky Michel, Bradley Walsh and Thomas Towell, a man who made a wonderful contribution to the lives of the blind in 19th century Norfolk. You will hear seasonal contributions and some pearls of wisdom for gardeners. Citizens Advice will be telling us that sometimes we do not have to repay debts, but that there are some we cannot avoid. And we will be going to the cinema to see Sunset Boulevard. We will learn about the gulls that seem ever more numerous in Norwich. And at last, we will discover the link between courgettes and grumpy old men. We hope you will join us and enjoy the December 2020 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, which will follow immediately after this week's Chatterbox.
Thank you, David. I will now pass you back to Tim, who has several messages to deliver.
We've had quite a number of messages from listeners over the past 2 weeks. Brock Brockwell of Norwich rang in last week. Brock is a listener and a volunteer, although he's not been able to come into Peterson House since March. He said that he's noticed significant improvements in Chatterbox recently and is impressed by the amount of information we provide. He finds that he learns more about what's going on from Chatterbox than from any other source. Mrs. M. Prendergast wrote in to say that she enjoys hearing the local news and different voices. She said that she thinks providing information about online contacts and email addresses is not helpful for blind listeners. Our editor has commented that while this is true for many of our blind listeners, there are some who are masters of modern technology and who use the internet and send and receive emails even though they are blind. We've been asked to make special mention of Mrs. Joan Marshall, a listener who celebrated her 100th birthday just before the first lockdown with a big family birthday party. She thinks that Chatterbox provides a wonderful service. She listens with her daughter on Saturdays while the daughter prepares their lunch. We'd like to thank Mrs. Sue Edwards for your generous donation. Mrs. Edwards thanked us for continuing with recordings through the current crisis. She really enjoyed the last edition of Chatter Round, particularly the piece about the church warden. We'd also like to thank Mrs. E. Berry for the stamps. We heard from three listeners who've had problems with memory sticks: Mrs. P. Spalls, Mrs. Betty Wilson, and Mrs. Vera Carey. Mrs. Carey noted in particular that the Caliber memory sticks she receives don't have the same problem. We'll send all three of you second copies of the last memory stick, as well as this week's editions of Chatterbox and Let's Talk.